Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi. We've hit the gold mine today of great embarrassments of your particular group. They've been funny. They've been great. Some on Twitter. If you have one, we'd love to hear it. So, Pelosi, I like what Scott said. I don't know, finally, where they're going to catch up with her with the Trump administration. No, I think they go after her hammer and tong if that's what's going to happen. Is it win one for Nancy will be their theme for the midterms? Probably. And we played you the one guy saying she belongs on the Mount Rushmore of all-time Democrats / progressives. And I like what Scott said. Obviously, FDR, internment camps, got to get you on there, would be there. Nancy did get affordable care, in quotes, over the finish line, among other things. And LBJ is just the most... When you bring guys in and you're on the toilet to embarrass them the first day, they're an advisor to you. This is what he would do.
Mm-hmm.
You're beyond an animal. I mean, there's just no hope for
him. He always struck me as just like a sinister guy.
Oh, yeah. Beyond belief. Yes. And he's the one that created the infrastructure of all the federal government that we still have today. Other Democrats like Obama came along and added to it. But that's exactly what he did, to Henry's point. Just a crude... aberration.
Like he there's a picture of him where, like, after JFK was shot, and like Jackie is just distraught, and he's like yucking it up with like the people around. I'm like, huh, how about this? I'm president now.
Well, the Kennedys, though, you know, equal footing here on this. All right, we also talked about this weight loss drug prices. They struck a deal to have that go down today, which is a good thing. I just didn't like the shortcut emphasis of RFK, we're going to lose 125 million pounds that he talked about today. But still, breaking down what happened in the election going forward, and Linda Kearns, too, talking about the Chester County situation and how we still have no action on that. Who did it? How did they do it? It should take about an hour to get to the bottom of it, would you not think? Well, we still have the election going on there. We'll see if they'll come on tomorrow and talk about it. Okay, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Just a couple of things. To me, you know how difficult this is, but Larry Krasner flipped 8 wards in lower northeast Philadelphia. Thanks to the Inquirer, I do have the percentages pretty easily. Listen to this. In Chestnut Hill, you know why? They're insulated from the violence, from what he causes. In Chestnut Hill, 83.4% for Krasner. 83.4. That used to be a Republican bastion. Roxborough, which is where historically, and you can't even say that Roxborough is diverse. I looked at the numbers there. It's not. It's white still. And that's where cops and nurses and others, these moderate Democrats, you would think, he got 68.8% in Roxborough. That's 76% white. Thank God for places like Packer Park. Dugan got 61.4. And Northeast Philadelphia did not stand up as much as I'd like, but in Mayfair and surrounding Mayfair, Dugan got 64.6. The problem is in places like Mayfair and others, and several sharp people told me, yeah, Dugan may have gotten a higher percentage, but they didn't come out and vote. It's like, what do you need here? I mean, just so this insufferable man can't lecture us about how Philadelphia supports him and hates conservatives and everything else. And just think about the run-up to this campaign. Krasner undressed internationally by Frankie Scales. I mean, it was amazing. It was like a Hollywood thing when the woman yells, Frankie, we love you, in the middle of Frankie says, thank you, and then goes back to Krasner. And then Ms. Scott. Everybody boo-hooed the whole thing and all, and we learned, as we thought, that Krasner's people were at the bottom of that guy being out of jail and maybe somebody else that worked with him. And it doesn't matter. We still see this debacle winning by 50 points. But these numbers are stunning. Northeast Philadelphia, essentially, I would say across the board, it was pretty close between Krasner and Dugan, but Krasner still won there. Northeast Philadelphia, the people are always complaining. Look at what's happening. The worst of the city is encroaching and coming up the boulevard. As I said, in lower Northeast Philadelphia, he flipped eight wards that had gone for Dugan in the primary. Here's another thing about Democrats, right? Here's another thing about Democrats in Philadelphia. They're sick people. In other words, in the primary, they said, including the unions, I mean, I think I could get Ryan Boyer on, and I think I just go nuts. And, you know, it's valuable to talk with him. He's the head of the building trades and all, and he's right on any number of issues I agree with him on. But how did these people who knew what an existential threat Krasner was, that voted for Dugan in the primary, they were not able to vote for him in the general election? What changed? Only one thing, and not even that much. He ran as an independent slash Republican. They couldn't vote for him because he was no longer a Democrat running in that manner. Think about that. They're willing, these people, these Democrat idiots, and some of them are the union types, they're willing to put their lives, the lives of their kids, the wives of their wives, on the line because Dugan might have gotten elected as a Republican. When you've heard Dugan on with me many, many times, he's a moderate Democrat. He ran the court in a way that was giving people second chances and all the. In fact, the only thing I regretted is when Krasner went to the wife stuff and everything, and the Trump stuff, he didn't stand up and really go after him. And I think he changed a little bit after we, you know, talked about that. How? What's the difference in the guy? There is no difference. Yeah, we don't like him now. He's with the Republicans. Think about the insanity of Philadelphia, of that group of people. In the primary, were behind him. And what was the reason? Because of the danger. Because they, look, these are patriotic Americans, these building trades and the others. They despise Larry Krasner. But they make the trade-off. We're all in it together. So, guys, you'll allow Krasner to cause more murder, more robbery, more miserable, and be insufferable for another 4 years. Put your family at risk. Because you think this guy's a traitor. Because he gave his word. Give me a break. Grow up. We all know politics. He gave his word. And then he ran as a Republican. You know, it had to be difficult for him. We tried to convince him, his motivation. He made the right choice. He did what he could around. Sure, he wanted to be DA too. What's wrong with that? And yet, this stinking Democrat Party in Philadelphia, it has them in their hold. They can't think. They just have to be beaten up and down the line. And that's why we come back to the reluctant voters on the Republican side, particularly the reluctant Trump voters. You can have the presidency. That's great. But these local offices, this is where we live, out in Bucks County now. We have to put up with Krasnerland coming to Bucks County. Because vote when it's presidential. That's what matters. No, it doesn't, buddy. We've proven this time after time after time. But my analysis here in Philadelphia is the numbers were just not there of people coming out to vote. And you still had these people who know Dugan, think he's a good guy, which I do too, was a good judge, would have been a reasonable DA, certainly an uptick from Krasner. Nope. I got to vote with the Democrats. How in the world can I even not just despise this? Well, I'm like a doctor. I analyze it. It's a sickness. The last Republican mayor of Philadelphia, if you've not heard this before, you can check it out. He was alive, the last Republican mayor, for 3 years, meaning he was born and alive for 3 years, while Billy the Kid roamed the earth. So if you say to me, I think it was 1954, whatever the date was, the last Republican mayor, people go, wow, that's a long time. But when you tell them when this guy was born, that was a Republican.
It cracks me up.
Billy the Kid, every time I get to, you know, sometimes Henry, I go to an event, has nothing to do with it. I start with that story
because
it cracks me up. I have to do a Billy the Kid impression or something. Maybe put a holster on. Imagine. That's the last mayor. Hey, Billy, come on out with your hands up. That's the last time. Will we ever see somebody other than a Democrat? Well, we could see a progressive, you know what I mean, farther. No, you're not going to. It's in the blood. It's in the water. It's the stupidity of this place. So how could I ever put the pom-poms on for Philadelphia? I won't, because of this control. And the union members, who should know better, they're not as bad as the progressive crowd, the Chestnut Hill wine and cheese crowd. Why do they do it? Because of the trade-off. We'll give you whatever you want as a union, fall in line, and vote Democrat. And, of course, the FOP, we still haven't heard from them. Oh, come on, Dom, not the cop. Oh, yeah, they're not out there going after Krasner. Got to give him credit. Look, I acknowledge when you see the enemy, and that's what he is, and you want to defeat him, you have to acknowledge why they're successful. You can't wish it away. You got to beat him into the ground metaphorically and win. And Krasner is a political animal, despite all that baggage. I mean, who else, weeks before the election, could be undressed by Frankie Scales and then have Mrs. Scott and the trace right back to him? And Philadelphia goes, we don't care. Dugan's a traitor. He's running as a Republican. He's a traitor. Just think of how crazy you have to be. It's not like you had a guy who's a little bit liberal. You have a guy that's top of the line, and he's a cop hater. And the cops, they just nodded. That's how I see it. Okay, we 855-839-1210. Let's get one more on board. All-time embarrassment. Jerry in Wilmington, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jerry, what do you have today?
Hey, Don. Welcome back. You know, this election, Republicans were against a perfect storm. You know, we had the, you know, when he said Trump didn't do anything about inflation. Well, he stopped it. He stopped it. We went up 20% for Biden. He stopped it. And, you know, with gas is down within a year, everything else will go down. But he stopped it. So, and then there was the immigration, you know, the newspaper people saying, you know, Nazis and picking up brown people and all that. You know, the media didn't help. And then the government shut down. That didn't help. Even, you know, Republicans are blamed a little bit more than Democrats. So,
yeah, but wait, you know, a minute, so, Jerry. Why did that stop the 500,000 only Trumper voters in Jersey from showing up and voting to stop all this?
Good point.
Yeah, I know. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I hear what you're saying, Jerry, but we got to get these people out to vote. What's your side today?
Oh, it's your buddy, Jim Kenney, who talks about his Irish heritage. During COVID, when he ordered all the diners, restaurants in Philadelphia, no dine-in, you can't dine in Philadelphia. He was caught in Maryland.
Yes.
with no masks, no social distancing, in a restaurant in Maryland inside. On a picture was prominently put out there nationwide. Yeah. And, you know, and he had no excuse. It was just, you know, it's I'm the mayor. I can do whatever I want.
He did bring up the Irish a lot. Thank you, Jerry. Yes. Oh, he's an embarrassment. He's an embarrassment to Two Street. He's an embarrassment to his own mirror. 855-839-1210. All right. Eric Rowe, commissioner in Chester County, will be here at 2:30. And again, Linda and I were saying, hey, he's a good guy. Why not today to get to the bottom of this? We'll let him explain. Yeah, we've had good conversations before. He's in the minority there, but he ought to be the voice, don't you think? Guy Shiraki, we're writing another column for you. Alert, Guy Shiraki, he's getting ready. All right, first, though, it's time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right, today we're playing for a pair of tickets to see classical guitarist Adam Ciccolitti at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College this Saturday, November 8th at 3 p.m., courtesy of the Zlock Performing Arts Center. And you get the belt for today, you know, like wrestling. Mm-hmm. You got the strut around that you got it, which I'm always amazed that usually somebody gets it. All right, Henry, it's yours.
Yeah, Dom. So today on the side question, we're asking for somebody who brought a shame or embarrassment to a group you associate yourself with.
Yes.
Part of getting embarrassed, I guess, is being called out for something. No one likes being called out, especially in song. Being called out in song could be essentially, you could say it's called a diss track. And there have been many diss tracks throughout time, one being Hit 'Em Up by Tupac, going after his rival Biggie Smalls. Another one being Back to Back when Drake went after Philly's own Meek Mill. And then more recently, that got him, you know, that was very popular in the Super Bowl halftime show is Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us, which also went after Drake there. So it got me thinking, what's the oldest diss track out there? And what did I find is that in 1755, during the French and Indian War, British soldiers came up with a nice tune to mock all the Americans fighting in this war. But then when it was the American Revolution, the Americans turned this song back onto the British when they started winning. Of course, I am talking about the 1755 hit Yankee Doodle. Yeah, follow me here. I am going to play you a cover of Yankee Doodle in a foreign language. I want to know the language or the country in which this cover hails from. They obviously don't sing about Yankee Doodle in this country. No, they sing about the terrain of the country in this cover. So, yeah.
All right, wait a minute. Now, Dan collaborated with you, obviously, on this, because between the two of you, this is the most elaborate yet.
Yeah, no. I wanted to get my thought process out before you hear this song, because it took me just... I just kept going. Kirk watched me do the whole thing. I was really going on one here. So,
all right, here we go.
Want the country or the language here
country
in
or
this,
language.
In this cover.
Okay. My God.
It cracks me up. Want that language.
All right. Hit us with the language, which might be hard, or the country. I don't know which is harder. Do it quickly. 855-839-1210.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Money Melody.
All right, let's go straight to the answers here. We got the commissioner waiting, Dom Giordano show. What country or what language? Yankee Doodle Dandy was the premise coming from.
Yes.
Ken in Sickerville. All right, Ken, country or language? What do you say?
Yeah, I was going to say either Japanese or.
Are you saying the Japanese or not?
Yeah, you got to say one or the other, Ken. Yeah. What are you saying?
Japanese.
All right, I'll put you on hold, Ken. You're the winner. Enjoy the Zlock. How in the world he got that is quite a mystery.
Yeah, it's called 1,000 Feet in the Alps. It's about their Mount Koyari in Japan.
Wow. Hmm. All right, nice stuff. And so glad Chester County Commissioner, who is the Republican, the minority there, the two Democrats, Eric Rowe joining us. You heard Linda Kearns on with us today talking about what happened on Election Day with 75,000 people, give or take. And what's going to happen as a result of it? Let's go to the commissioner. Hey, commissioner, thanks for contacting and calling in. What can you tell us at this point?
Thanks for having me,
Dom. You're welcome. What can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that I'm profoundly disappointed in what happened in Chester County on Tuesday. It was a colossal mistake that had really big ramifications, and independents and minor party voters should never be made to feel like second-class citizens, and that's just what happened.
Okay, so the inquiry, the tenor from the commissioners, though, what we were talking about is, shouldn't this be dealt with right now? Can't we chew gum and walk at the same time? I know you have the election, but this is a matter that can't be put off. When will it be adjudicated?
Yeah, so without delay, however, we have to count some votes first. There were over 12,000 provisional ballots cast on Tuesday. In a normal election, you might have a few hundred. This is over 12,000. So we need an investigation, and not just any investigation. It needs to be done by a neutral third party. So the investigation can't be done just by us or just by the Department of State. We need a neutral third party to get in there and get lots and lots of answers. But imagine a few dozen people trying to count 12,000 provisional ballots. If you have investigators descend on them right now, those votes are just never going to get counted in time. So we got to at least get some counting done, but we don't need to wait forever. We don't need to wait for certification. We don't need to wait for, you know, grass to grow under our feet first. We need answers now while it's fresh, but we also need to get some votes counted. And so we're just trying to balance that. But I don't think we need to wait all that long. We need answers. We need them quickly.
Would that be next week then that we're going to have that?
I hope so. I do hope so that by early to mid next week, an investigation is fully underway. That's my hope. That's what I will be advocating for.
Okay.
I'm one of three members, and I'm the minority party commissioner.
Right. I know that. So
promise the world.
I would go back to you again then. You haven't settled in on who will do the investigation yet.
Not yet. Nope. But I want a third party, a neutral third party. There are organizations that can do this. They do this professionally, and that's what I'm going to be asking for.
Couldn't the three of you decide that, at least for the public? Wouldn't you think that would, by this point, that would be decided?
I would like that. I would like that. We're not there yet, but I'm pushing. That's what I can say so far.
But I mean, you're meeting, discussing this.
Yeah, we've had some meetings to discuss this.
Okay.
We've had some meetings. I have to be a little careful what I'm sharing
so
far.
Sure, I hear you.
Legal reasons
I
for
hear
that.
You. Yes.
But yeah, that's what I'm pushing for.
Give me a sense of whatever you can say, and if you can't, I understand the legalities of this, though. But this is stunning how this happened. Do you know at this point there were test runs of this stuff? Can you talk about that? Was that done?
So I can't talk about test runs.
Okay.
What I can say is one of the things I found most surprising when I became a county commissioner is just how many moving pieces there are in administering elections. There are a lot more than I ever thought there were. And I can see how one seemingly small mistake can have catastrophic consequences. So I suppose I am shocked that this happened on Tuesday. It's the worst mistake I've ever seen in administering an election in Chester County. With that said, I think sometimes there are very small, easily made mistakes that can happen that can unfortunately upend an entire election. And that's just what happened here. I don't know exactly what that is yet. That's why we need professionals to come in and get us those answers. There are a lot of people coming to me who want, you know, they want revenge on whoever is responsible for this, and I share their frustrations. I'm pissed, Don. I'm just pissed.
I'm glad you came on to say that. Could you characterize, because Linda Kearns, who's our guru on this, Eric, said, well, you wouldn't see a mistake on this, like with your health or your paycheck or whatever. Instantly, there would be all kinds of stuff. Just big picture to me, and I'm not making aspersions here, but given what the country's been through, given what we've been through, and I know you and I know you're on top of it, this has to be treated as if we're dealing with, you both turn your keys at the same time. We're launching something here as a level of importance. And if that were the case, it's hard for me to understand what kind of small things would go into this that could trigger this. It's hard for me to understand that.
When you have this many moving pieces, you need people who will check and double check each other's work. That's what you have to have. I don't know for certain what went wrong, so I'm not going to speculate there. But I do know for sure that we have to make sure it doesn't happen again, and that will necessarily mean having multiple checks on each other's work when putting together poll books, for example, or updating the voter rolls throughout the year. There are so many different times when we're going to have to have multiple eyeballs on things from now on, and that's going to have to be a change that comes.
So review for your constituents, for our listeners. A, you think by sometime next week you guys will agree on a third party. And then
that's what
maybe
I'm
the
pushing
mechanism.
For.
Yeah, the mechanism.
That's what I'm pushing for. I can't guarantee that.
So is it the, impartiality of the third party that you guys are talking about and trying to arrive on? You all agree on it?
So the state reps, the state reps from Chester County asked the Department of State to conduct an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like a great idea. Here's the problem. Chester County has to work with the Department of State on creating our poll books. So is the Department of State really a neutral third party? I don't think so, right? If they provide the information that we print or that we request, rather, then they're not completely disengaged from this, right? So I don't think they're the best entity to be doing investigations. I would welcome their investigations if they want to. They certainly should. I would have no problem with it. But that's not the single best entity to be doing an investigation. And it certainly can't just be the county itself. So right. What I'm pushing for and will be pushing for is a neutral third party.
All right. Well, Eric, very glad you called in today. Keep us anytime next week. You have carte blanche because this is a big picture, not just Hester County, the sensitivity around this stuff, without a doubt. We'll put you back on as soon as you know more. And again, given all the legal barriers, I'm very glad you called in.
Thank you for having me. And I want to be as transparent as I possibly can in this whole process, including having town halls to answer the public's questions. So
do you know when those will be set up?
Not until I have facts. Facts are my friend right now, and I need to get those first. But then when I get them, the public will have them.
All right.
Yep.
We'll give you carte blanche anytime, Eric. Thank you.
Thank you, Dom. Take care.
There's Eric Rowe. Thank you. And thanks to Linda Kearns. And we'll see if Al Schmidt will probably come on now. He wants to be involved.
How many Pennsylvania representatives can we get on this show?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I mean, look, he is under legal constraints. But you got to arrive at what you think the investigators should be. Come on, Chester County. And you have to move on this. And I would say, you know, we don't want to hear, well, Thanksgiving break, and then we're into December, and nobody knows what happened here. I'm still unclear on how a small thing would trigger this. And again, elections at this point in time, sensitivity of this, you have to have, like, both of us are going to turn our keys here. It's got to be that. Read the code back. Crimson Tide. You know, 855-839-1210. You get in. More calls coming up. But first, let's talk about our friends over at Martin. It's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap? Crystal clear, all natural water. Not only the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind. You're knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. That's where the Martin Water Conditioning family comes in. Passionate about water, 46 years of experience to work for you. I tell you about the people that come out. Dwayne is our guy. The customer service, they're thrilled when they show you the free water test before and after the impurities coming out. All you have to do right now is contact Martin Water Conditioning. They will take great care of you. Click on martinwater.com or 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/radio to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/radio for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/radio for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/radio. See representative for warranty details.
Hey, this is Larry Sanders with Investor Schooling. I've been talking about myself for all these years. Now it's time for you to hear from one of our great clients.
Investor Schooling lives up to the promises. Larry's a great teacher, teaches about the whole new approach to thinking about money. I've taken to heart many of the things that he's taught me, and my financial life has improved.
Come to Investor Schooling, and you could be just like Charlie and change your financial life. Go to InvestorSchooling.com. We will see you Thursday.
Hi, I'm Joe Mederchin, PNC Bank Regional President. As presenting sponsor of the Eagles Radio Network, PNC Bank loves an exciting game. But we also think a little boring can go a long way. You see, boring banking means you're doing the right things. That is why PNC leaves a third and long to the professionals. Reliable fiscal strategies are more in our zone anyway. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Now you can listen to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the iHeartRadio app.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
I can't guarantee it, but Al Schmidt and I get along. Hopefully he'll come on tomorrow and give us how he sees this. It is a shocking incident, and I'm very glad Eric Rowe called in and said some of the things that he said, but I still think it should be done before the end of this week. I know they're counting votes. I know all, but they do need an investigation, and it's going to be interesting to hear. And this isn't anything that was negative toward Democrats or Republicans, but how in the world can we not conduct elections anymore? Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom Henry, good to talk to you guys today. Just tell Pope Leo we don't need immigration advice from somebody who lives behind a walled city, and we're already taking 1.3 million legal immigrants right. every year for the last 15 years, but he doesn't mention that.
Hey, Robert, you know, I've only asked Metallica a question. I've never asked the Pope a question. You have my question. Holy Father, you live behind a wall, and I'd like a follow-up, by the way, if I'm not in hell already with this first question.
Metallica.
I wish I had that video. I'm telling you, I didn't have a suit and tie when I was kind of undercover for it. They sent me to cover it. It was nuts.
Well, and you and Scott nailed it on Jersey, and I'll just get to the side question. I wanted to change it because you kind of mentioned mine, and he doesn't pop. Being Irish, the biggest embarrassment to me right now is Rosie O'Donnell. And you guys have yourself a wonderful day.
That is a very good one. Yeah, hard to get more. Oh, here he is now. Let's see if he can reclaim his title here. We have Derek in Exton, who is one of the leaders with an answer today.
Totally.
Does Joe stay on brand? Oh, man, he's got a good one here. Hey, Joe, good afternoon. What do you have, Joe of Exton?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My family ethnicity on both sides is Polish, and my cultural embarrassment is the Polish film director, Roman Polanski, who, while visiting California, raped a 13-year-old girl, whereupon he immediately fled the country without being indicted and went to France, where he died shortly thereafter.
Very nice, Joe. Thank you very much. The guy should be the branding guru, the best brander we've ever heard. Joe of Exton, he's his own brand, and he just rolls them out there.
Yep.
Drew in Upper Darby on Talk Radio, and Zenos in the we got the heavy hitters here. All right, Drew, what's yours? Well. Yeah.
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. I would like to thank Robert for his kind words also.
All true. Hey, we Dom, back him up on that. That's true.
Thank you, man. Hey, Dom, I'm Greek descent. I'm half Greek, so that's why I'm going to tell you this story. And Zenos, he's Socrates compared to me. So I don't want to offend anybody, man.
Yeah.
About 35 years ago, a cruise ship was sinking, and its captain and its crew were of Greek descent. And the captain and the crew, a lot of them, they abandoned ship before the passengers even knew the ship was sinking. And when they got the captain on land where he was safe and secure, they interviewed him, and he says in his broken English, "That's bush. That's a myth." When captain goes down with ship, it's a myth. It's a myth. Thanks, Dom. Appreciate it.
We got to follow up with Zenos in Upper Darby after that. Hey, Zenos, welcome.
Yeah, I Dom, welcome back. I heard Drew, and he said he's of Greek descent, so I don't know about that one, but maybe he was. But my one, I'm going to get right to the point, was Dukakis sitting in the tank with a helmet that was five sizes too big, and his eyeballs were sticking out of the hole.
That is a very good... I interviewed Dukakis once, and he was fine until we mentioned Bush somehow or another, and he went nuts. But, Henry, you got to Google it. I told you about it. Yeah, it was hard to believe. The Earl of Tacony. Hey, Earl. Your Tacony went heavily for Larry Krasner. Another point of honor for Tacony.
Well, the reason he won is for two reasons. Plato said the city is what it is because the citizens are what they are. And also because the station wasn't playing enough anti-Larry Krasner songs. I know you have them. I made six of them myself.
Okay. And who's your answer today?
My answer isn't so much an ethnicity, but for a group. With 3,000 calls and enough studio time, I think I've... may qualify as a talk show host. Not to besmirch your trade, but it doesn't take a lot. You have to be skilled to be entertaining and successful, but it doesn't take a lot to be a host, to do a half-ass show. You either take a call and talk to the person, or you go and you just talk to yourself. And my answer is going to be Alec Baldwin. He couldn't even read the cut sheet to get the phone number right. He was going, call 81210 and give me a call. And he's a Hollywood celebrity. It's like you have stories. What was it like to be on Beetlejuice when you did Red October? Did you meet Sean Connery? Tell us a stupid story about your five brothers. You know, he couldn't even, unless somebody wrote the words for him, he couldn't even talk to himself.
Thank you, Earl. Do we have a little bit of that? Greg Stocker, by the way, was a producer here in Philadelphia quarterbacking that.
That's interesting.
No, do we have him with the producer asking for
you
the
You leave
calls?
Us no choice, okay. Listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When we come back, we have some time. Oh, great. We're going to... when can we take some calls, Ivan?
Whenever we want.
Do we have calls that are on there now?
No calls yet.
What number do people call to get on the air? I mean, do we have that number?
It's right there.
No, do I have the call number in front of me? There. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's interesting. 1210 at PHT. Of course, any other questions you have, any other comments you have, call us to the... what else? Interesting. Do we have any calls yet there, Ivan? No calls. Let's read some more about Scientology. Do we have any calls here?
Yeah, they should have put Greg Stocker
None.
On.
Boy,
come on,
just
I never
incredible.
Asked him that.
You leave us no choice, listeners.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Joe in Columbus, and Frank's got an event coming. I'll let him do, I'll try to squeeze this in here. So, Joe. Hi, Joe. What's yours?
Hey, Don. We needed a date from Lexington back then to call in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I don't know how you. I don't know how in the world you come back from this, but in the words of Stel Costanza, I can't just treat your body like it was an amusement park. That is Jeffrey Toobin.
All time. The Zoom call, the biggest casualty of the Zoom call era. Frank in South Philly. Frank, we have about 30 seconds or so. What's your event on Sunday, 9 to noon, right?
9 to noon, Sunday, this Sunday coming up, to honor all the veterans and the ones who ultimately gave their sacrifice. It'll be at 2900 South 18th Street, Dom. And to all veterans, I hope that everything's well.
Absolutely. Frank, we hope to make it over and see you. And again, what you have built there is a monument to veterans and to the country.
Hey, by the way, Dom, the VFW Post 8714 that I belong to will honor them with a 21-gun salute there, Dom.
Excellent.
Always welcome.
Excellent.
Always welcome to come.
All right. Thank you, Frank. If you can call in tomorrow, too. We'll talk more when we have a little bit more time. Wow, these were great today. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi. Kirk, who's yours?
All right, so I have a tie. I have Drew from Upper Darby, right. Hands down, hands down, and Gary and Gary from Newtown. Those are my top two.
Yeah,
I can't pick one.
Very good, Henry.
I second. Who was it? Drew there. Yeah. Banning shit. I like Joe and Exxon's answer of Roman Polanski. I like Earl Tacone's answer of our former host, Alec Baldwin.
Oh,
and then
God.
Right there at the end with the Stealth Costanza impression.
Oh, Joe was
Joe
great.
Columbus with the tubing.
That was like having DiMaggio, Babe Ruth, and
oh my gosh,
yeah, all in a row. I think I have to go with Drew Upper Darby. I didn't know he was Greek. That's the last thing in the world I would think. Xenos is raising a point here. Is Drew of Upper Darby glomming onto the Greek side here. I think that's the case. It doesn't strike me as Greek. Not at all. I've met him several. Great guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
But not we haven't met Xenos at an event yet. We are going to be announcing a big one, hopefully next week, for Politics and Pints. Nice. So, Xenos, you should make it there. All right. We got the winner then. Drew of Upper Darby. Great stuff. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi, for all of your great work. Side question tomorrow might be all-time worst pick. We're working it up. But Richie always ready to go with four big hours. All that on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.